everyone. This is Monica Saldivar, and you're listening to Tejano Nation Radio.
This is the Tejano Nation Radio podcast, where we give you exclusive interviews with your favorite artists and new music premieres. My name is Romeo, and on the telephone, get a very special guest, 2015 Tejano Idol winner Monica Saldivar. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Now, how does that feel to have that name with you, 2015 Tejano Idol winner?
No, it's definitely crazy. It's definitely crazy to think about, like, the fact that it's been a couple of years now since I've gotten that title, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, tell me about the experience of Tejano Idol. How was it for you?
The experience was really amazing. I mean, I was, my year, I was up against so much talent, so many different artists out there. I was actually with Veronica Flores, who was the next Tejano Idol winner, and it was just amazing to meet all of the different talent and to be a part of it, and most importantly, to win it. So I am extremely honored.
Cool. And you're another one of the Tejano Idol winners that have gone on to do some great things and drop some music. Matter of fact, you have a brand new single that you just released.
I do.
So tell us a little about the brand new single.
Okay. So the brand new single is called Para Olvidarte. Mm-hmm. It was written by Juan Treviño and produced by Mario Ortiz. It's the second song that they've written and produced together. So I am absolutely in love with my second single. It's a mid-tempo cumbia. It's talking about, you know, getting over this long love that has hurt me for a long period of time and just getting over it, and oh, I love it.
Well, tell me how did you hook up with Mario and also with the songwriter to do these great songs together?
It was kind of funny, actually. So after the Tejano Idol, like me winning it, mm-hmm. I got hooked up somehow or another with Mario Ortiz, who then basically introduced me to the writer Juan Treviño. And I mean, I've kind of followed some of the music that he's produced and stuff like that. So Mario has produced Elida Reina, Signal, different artists like that. And so when I got the opportunity to work with him, it was just magic right at the very beginning.
Yeah, those are two heavy hitters right there at the Honda music industry. It's, you know, Mario Ortiz. Music director for Jay Perez, the band. And then Juan Treviño has written so many hits for so many artists. So you're working with some great talent right there as well. So, I mean, with your singing talent, there's nothing, you know, you're going to hit a home run with those songs, you know?
Yeah, I'm very grateful for both of them.
So you got the two new singles out. So what's the details about upcoming debut album?
That's in the works. It's definitely going to happen, you know, just hitting the ground running, you know, just different things that are going on in my life. So I'm about to graduate from DBU with a undergrad in music business. Mm-hmm. So I always wanted to finish, you know, education comes first, and that was the one thing that has been not so much holding me back, but just kind of, you know, I wanted to finish that off first before I really started on my my album.
No, I got you. Okay. Well, congratulations as well, graduating from Dallas Baptist University this spring.
Yeah. So in a couple, like, 2 or 3 weeks, yeah, it should be.
That's huge right there. Congratulations on that. Like you said, education always comes first. So let's back up a little bit. Speaking of you being in college, let's get a little, bio on you, get a little background. Tell us about Monica Saldivar.
So a little bit about me. I sing English and Spanish. I'm going to be 23 years old in June. I'm from Grand Prairie, Texas. So that's my hometown. That's what I represent. That's who I represent. I just do pretty much a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And right now I don't have a band, but that's, you know, eventually that's what I'm looking for. So right after graduation, that's my next goal, is to get a band together and you know, a band that's committed to doing different styles of music.
Yeah, I got you. So how did you get into singing? Now, tell us about, you know, how you decided to, what you wanted to sing.
So I began to sing. I mean, at a young age, I've always been able to sing, and growing up around music, different styles of music. So we grew up not only with the English music, so R&B, pop, soul, rock. We grew up with Tejano music as well. Mm-hmm. And one of those major singers that we listened to was Selena Quintanilla Perez. Obviously, a really, really big influence in my life. But professionally, I started at the age, probably around 14 or 15 years old. And my family, thank God for them, you know, they support me through everything. Without them, I wouldn't be able to travel here and there and be able to perform, you know, different gigs. It hasn't just been locally. I've been able to perform in San Antonio and Austin, just different places that, you know, really grasped Tejano music. So originally I started singing English music, and that's, you know, kind of where I started off with R&B, the soul, the pop, the rock, you know, just stuff that I was influenced by at a young age. And then later on in life, I really wanted to get a hold of my, you know, Mexican culture, my Mexican roots. Mm-hmm. And I decided to do some Tejano music. And I, you know, the journey from when I was 14 and barely starting off to now, I mean, it's incredible. It's truly incredible to look back on that and to see how far that's come.
And so you talked about Selena as one of your musical influences. Now, what other music influences do you have? Because I know you do pop and, you know, R&B type of music as well.
Yeah, so if I'm talking about English music, when it comes to R&B, pop, blues, definitely my influences are, you know, those powerhouse vocalists like Adele, Christina Aguilera, Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're talking about rock, Evanescence, Paramore. But when it gets into the Tejano music, there are some amazing female vocalists out there like Shelly Lares, Stephanie Montiel, obviously Elida Reina. And, you know, I've been influenced by so many women out there that are just powerhouse vocalists. And that's what I aspire to be.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I don't know if you noticed, but lately there's been a lot of new female talent in the Tejano music industry. So how do you see yourself with all these new artists coming out? How do you see yourself maybe, you know, rising above the rest of the crop?
You know, to be honest, I've noticed that. I've noticed that there's a lot of new female vocalists out there, and I've actually gotten to meet them. So going back, you know, to the winner of Tejano Idol right after me, Veronica, we all lift each other up. It's not so much like a competition. Yeah, there's going to be competition as far as music sales and whatnot, but when you meet these people, when you actually get to talk to them and get to know them and just have laughs, and they're just like you, you know? And for me, looking at the people coming up after me, I want to encourage those girls. I want to build those girls up because it's a tough industry. Mm. It's a male-dominated industry. And, you know, I'm not trying to be a feminist or anything like that, but it's just, it is male-dominated. And girls got to stick together, you know?
That's right.
We all got to stick together. We all got to lift each other up. You know, Devin is another girl that's really going out there and pursuing her dreams, Devin Banda. Mm-hmm. You know, there are different artists that I look up to as well as wanting to lift other artists up. That's how I look at it. I mean.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's great. Everybody supports everybody as they come up, you know, and everybody wins, you know, and that'd be great. If I was thinking about it right now, actually, the new Las Tres Divas, Monica, Devin, and Veronica. Why not?
Right? That would be awesome. That would definitely be awesome.
All right, so tell me, where do you see yourself in maybe 5 to 10 years from now?
So 5 to 10 years, I'm hoping to, you know, at least get that band going, working on a couple of different albums, not just singles anymore, but albums, and really just traveling with that and then just promoting myself constantly. I eventually want to get a master's in music therapy, so going back to school and definitely pursuing that as a goal, because that's something that's been on my heart so incredibly much. You know, maybe working on some Christian music. I lead worship at a church here, and, mm-hmm. you know, Christianity is really important to me as far as, like, the worship side of it, too. So there are a lot of different things I see myself doing. I mean, the world is my oyster right now, and I am excited for what it's going to bring.
Exactly. I see a bright future ahead of you. But, okay, so if people want to get a hold of you on social media, you know, how is the best way to get a hold of Monica Saldivar?
Okay, so the way that you can get a hold of me is my website, monicasaldivar.com. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. You know, the same name, Monica Saldivar. There's nothing different. It's all the same information. I made it easy, right?
Exactly. That's how you do it. You got to make it easy. All right, well, there you go. Well, Monica, thanks for taking time out for talking to us a little bit. I wish you the best of luck on your great future with these two first singles out that sound so great, and you're working with these great, talented people in the industry. I see a bright future ahead of you.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having this interview with me.
All right, no problem. Thank you for taking time out, and all of the Tejano Nation is always supporting Monica Saldivar. Matter of fact, let's play your latest single right now and get it on the radio. I'll let you introduce it. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Monica Saldivar, and you're listening to the Tejano Nation Radio. Here's my new single, Para Olvidarte, written by Juan Treviño and Mario Ortiz.
Para olvidarte le voy a vender al viento todos los recuerdos tuyos, porque yo no he podido conciliar al corazón que solo sabe amar. Para olvidarte yo voy a invitar a la esperanza a mi desvelada, lo llevaré a ese mismo lugar donde Dios me desgarró hasta el alma. Olvídate.